Hello and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for, I'm going to say early February this time. I'm going to be optimistic.
Yeah.
I'm going to imply that there will be a late February because things are sort of settling down, at least on the extracurricular activity front. So, yes, we are here. I am Jen.
And I'm David.
And we don't have a whole lot of stuff to talk about this week. We're going to just focus on just the recent convention stuff. But there's big stuff. There's some really big stuff. We are going to talk
physically
about...
Physically big stuff.
Yes, in some cases, physically large things. So we're going to talk about MegaCon. And then we are going to take a quick little jaunt overseas to Wonderfest. Because there was some new Flame Toy stuff out of there. But the MegaCon stuff... So they're showing off the Constructicon some more at their booth. Very exciting for the Constructicon people. Which, I mean, I kind of feel like that's one of those groups that... Like, y'all are feasting 24/7.
Yeah, it's like being a fan of Seeker. Well, not quite to the degree of a Seeker fan, because you're always getting Seekers, but like...
Yes. Every third-party panel, it's like two sets of Constructicons and three sets of Dinobots. And then maybe somebody's doing some Stunticons.
Yeah.
So it's a whole thing. But yeah, those were shown off at the booth. At the panel, they had some fun announcements. They are taking another stab at Skybite. He's going to be a Voyager. He's going to have an articulated shark mode.
Well, more articulated than previous ones, because previous ones, like, you can open and close the mouth, and that's it. He's just in a rigid pose. This one, I think it's like the mouth, the head somehow.
Yeah, his.
And the
his
tail
neck,
flips.
His shark neck articulates, and then his shark tail also articulates. Which, especially considering how... I don't know if you've played with the original, at least any time recently.
I think I have all... The original is better than the more recent one, because the more recent one was in a cool action pose that...
Yes!
Like, it meant he was stuck that way. Forever.
So yeah, the original was just very like not dynamic in beast mode. I mean it was kind of dynamic in that it wasn't just like a rigid line, it was kind of like curved a little, but yeah, this one is going to have... I do think that one of the benefits... Now I am more of a like vehicle person, but I do think one of the benefits is when you can get them articulated in beast mode. And so you have two good articulated modes that you can play with.
The issue there is, like, he's a shark. He doesn't have that many articulated bits other than a mouth and flippers.
Right. I mean, I guess as a brief veering off to another piece of news, there is also that Masterpiece Rat Trap that we've seen pictures of now. And he has an extremely articulated beast mode, because in the cartoon he was just constantly like walking around up on two legs and...
hind legs. Yeah, I haven't actually seen pictures of it on hind legs. Have we seen him?
I think I have seen some where he's up on his back legs, just walking around like he thinks he's people. But yeah, if you're going to have a beast mode, definitely having an articulated beast mode is the way to go, especially because, you know, he was very expressive in beast mode in the cartoon.
Animated. Yeah, he was... I think he was... It felt like he was standing up more often than he was on all fours.
Yeah. Well, I just mean Skybite, too. He was...
Oh.
Very...
Yeah, Skybite.
Yeah. Doing a lot of... Just swimming through the air as you do.
I mean, it'd be nice if he could do the clapping the flippers together pose, but I don't think you're going to pull that off.
Then you have to do, like, butterfly shoulders, but on shark fins, and that might be pushing it. But yep. He's going to swim through the air and find a delicious cake in the subway. If you haven't seen Skybite in action, some people have uploaded that show to YouTube, and Hasbro seems to have chosen to allow it, so you can always go catch those there.
Because the rights on that one are so tricky that Hasbro ain't gonna bother.
It's like, who would even have the jurisdiction to tell them to take it down?
Yeah.
So Hasbro does seem to have decided with stuff like that, where it's a little up in the air, that they're not gonna throw a big fight about it. Possibly stuff that they don't have the rights to put up themselves. I don't know, have they put up any of the Japanese G1 stuff themselves?
I don't think so, but that's probably because, like, it was through Shout Factory.
Well, I think G1 was through Shout Factory.
Well, yeah, I don't know. License rights are screwy sometimes. Like, yeah, with Shout Factory, for most of their, like, Sentai, because they put out the Power Rangers, they also started putting out the Sentai. And then when it switched over to Hasbro, it took years, but they've started putting out more. But they put it out the DVDs or Blu-rays, whatever they are, but they're not streaming them. But they're streaming the ones they put out originally. It's license rights every once in a while are screwy.
I do wonder.
And streaming is always a different thing.
Yeah, I do wonder if the Japanese shows have some kind of different set of licensing that has to go through Takara instead of Hasbro, and maybe Takara is less willing to let them throw things up on YouTube. I don't know. The important thing is,
it was the production company that Takara was using,
Tony.
And occasionally it's multiple production companies, and every once in a while a production company will just go out of business that controlled like one quarter of the rights, and now what the hell do you do?
So the important thing is there are fan uploads of Robots in Disguise 2001.
Yes.
Up on YouTube. Go for it. Get at that. Watch Skybite. Actually, one of the... I know we watched, I think... I don't remember if it was a Between Seasons or a Patreon where we did one of the episodes that didn't get shown in the U.S., and that was...
I think it was a Between Season. I think we did, like, all four Japanese shows in a row.
Yeah, but that was, like,
and
a
I
very...
I don't remember what episodes we did to that.
It was a very Skybite-heavy episode. So, you can look that up and both get to see one of the ones that didn't get aired in the U.S., and also, it's a Skybite episode. Also, a very, very good boy. We've got Heatwave.
Yes, who admittedly is just another Bulkhead remold, like the fourth, it feels, a third or fourth.
It's a little weird that he's a bigger size class than Chase, but also that it does seem like it should be the scale that it should have been.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, he's a fire truck compared to a cop car, so
right,
it makes sense he's a little bigger, and then the Bulkhead's, like, not that huge. Yeah. He's just a little taller.
So he looks good.
I kind of wish it wasn't a Bulkhead again. I wish he had his own mold, but it looks fine, and I'm going to buy it because I want Heatwave.
Because you want Heatwave, because he's a very good boy.
Because I need all four of them in toy form again.
And then out of left field, so much so that one of the people in the panel, when they put it up on the screen, someone in the audience was like, it didn't leak! the Hearts of Steel.
Oh, right, yeah. Like, I'd almost swear that if it had leaked, everyone would go, yeah, right, that's not happening.
Yeah, I could see people thinking that it was... We're assuming it was third party, or...
But yeah, I don't remember it leaking anywhere.
So that's really cool. Also, apparently that comic came out 20 years ago.
Holy crap. Yeah, because first they showed off Optimus and Starscream. It's like, okay, yeah, that's predictable, and we're going to get a bunch of Seeker redecos and a Nemesis Optimus at some point. And then it's like, oh yeah, we're also putting out Bumblebee and Megatron, and then Bumblebee and Megatron were also at the show.
I like that I saw someone on Blue Sky repost the Bumblebee and Megatron, and just, like, their comment on it was, baby boy, baby boy! And I was like, I genuinely don't know which one of them you're talking about.
both.
I don't know which one is the baby boy.
That could have been talking about either of those toys as someone's baby boy.
Yes.
Or a reference to TF Wiki, where someone had put under that Megatron, the sketch of the Megatron design, that the wiki will sell its firstborn if someone makes a toy of this.
Yes.
And 20 years later.
They have updated that.
Hasbro, please enjoy our firstborn child.
I like that the state of the fandom is that someone can be referring to Baby Boy and we don't know if they mean Bumblebee or Megatron, because we're a bunch of weirdos. We are a bunch of monster fucking weirdos.
Hey, yeah.
Which I think we'll get to in a moment.
Yeah, well, yes.
So those are like a capsule kind of thing. I guess these are sort of like the comic ones that we got last year. So they're going to be a Pulse exclusive. Possibly also fan channels. I don't know if they said if like Big Bad Toy Store and Entertainment Earth were also going to get them, but they're not going to show up at Walmart.
No, I'm trying to remember. Wait, have they done anything recently that has been only Hasbro Pulse? Other than
Dino King, who I still need to get.
Oh yeah, I guess that one was.
I mean, the ones that are their whole PulseCon thing. Apart from that, I don't think so. I think it's just been the stuff that's the, quote, PulseCon.
Yeah, and these are also whole new molds, so presumably they're not going to be exclusive.
Yes. Well, they did say...
Of course, they don't expect to sell a lot of them, but...
I think that's the thing, is I think that they don't... They're testing the waters here. They're going to see how these do, and they also want to, like, every year do something that's like this, but a different concept. But it's always Optimus and Starscream and Megatron and Bumblebee.
Yeah, because what did they do? They did something like there with that last year, or I'm just conflating it with the video game that didn't come out, but they didn't have Megatron of that.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. They sure did not get that video game to market.
Oh, it's not Hasbro's fault.
Yeah, that is not Hasbro's fault. Apparently, it may have... I mean, most everyone who worked on it was legitimately working on it and trying their best, but it sounds like the people in charge of the studio might have been scamming.
Yeah...
Anyway, that's the whole problem.
Anyway, yes, I don't want to want the Hearts of Steel toys, and like seeing the Optimus and Starscream is like, no, I don't need that. Maybe if they make a Skywarp, I'll get that. And then Megatron and Bumblebee is like, shit, I want that Megatron, and the Bumblebee's so cute.
Everybody's like, oh, see, they can make Megatron a gun now. It's like, the problem was never with Megatron being a gun. The problem with Megatron was being a human-sized role-play toy.
Yes.
It's not...
Being an artillery piece is a way cooler idea, anyway.
Being an artillery piece is just as acceptable as being a tank. It's being a handheld weapon that you can point at somebody. That's the problem. So, here you go. Now he's an artillery piece. So we have... some upcoming stuff through the space bridge.
Oh yeah,
they mentioned the Perceptor and Ramhorn and Ratbat.
Yes,
which, you know, my favorite scene from Transformers the movie, Perceptor getting beat up by some tapes. I love that.
Is that all going to come like in one pack, or is that two separate things?
It's one set. It's a Target exclusive, and they are saying that Perceptor is going to be retooled a little bit to be a little beefier, because they felt that the first Studio Series one was like not quite proportioned the way they wanted it for the, you know, to match the cartoon model.
So I guess
I'm gonna have to buy it.
I feel really good that I haven't bought a Perceptor in forever, then.
Yeah, I love Perceptor. Perceptor is legit one of my favorite G1 characters, so I do have Studio Series Perceptor.
I really wanted the Perceptor that, like, converted into a half track.
Yeah.
But I never saw that damn thing anywhere.
You know, I think I have it.
Okay.
I was gonna say I could let you have it, but I'm kind of hard up for money right now for reasons we will be going into shortly. So
I could consider paying for it maybe at the con or something.
I may have to sell it. We'll see. Possibly. Or I may have sold it already and forgotten. It's kind of like that sometimes in my head.
Yeah.
So we are getting Exelion through the space bridge, who is the...
Yeah, which is just a redeco of Hotshot.
Yeah, it's just Hot Rod colored Hotshot.
Hotshot.
Yeah. There's Noise Maze / Sideways.
Which, what? I guess apparently we're celebrating, is it an anniversary of Transformers Cybertron?
Yeah, I think it may be. Yeah.
Okay. Which is cool. Like, of course, they're probably not going to, they're making Noise Maze, so they're starting off not making toys I want more characters of. Although, he was a fun toy. It's like, what are they going to do to make him more fun?
Make him readily available, so.
I guess.
It is one of those that's like, well, the original toy was so good, and I'm sure it doesn't go for that much, but.
Probably not him, no, but some of the redecos, like, oh, there was like a Scourge redeco, or was that a BotCon thing?
Maybe that was a BotCon thing. It doesn't ring a bell. They're finally giving us, as promised, Handsome Face Sandstorm.
Yay!
It's his handsome face.
I mean, it's a cartoon face. I prefer the toy face, but yeah.
Do you not remember that whole bit from one of their, like, live streams where one of the guys just starts, like, going on about how Sandstorm wasn't gonna have his handsome face and was clearly about to start on this whole thing about shipping him an Octane because of that one episode? Everybody else was like, all right, I forget whether it was Evan or Mark. I think it might have been Mark. And they were like, oh, okay, Mark. Okay, we get it. But they did mention at the panel that this is, they called him literally Handsome Face Sandstorm and had to explain to Emily that it's because the mask with the toy head was not as handsome. He needs to have the mouth so he can kiss Octane. It was great. I really love our team these days. Also, as an aside, so happy to have Emily doing Transformers stuff. Because I have loved having her doing the G.I. Joe classified stuff. She's, like, really energetic and just really eager to learn anything she doesn't know. And always just really... She's great. She's got great energy. She's got great vibes. Yeah. And it's nice to have her with the Transformers team now. Also with the Transformers team, Iron Fist, who they can't call Iron Fist. They have to call him Fist Iron.
Yay, Fistatron. Fist Iron. I thought they were still going with the Fistatron.
No, just Fist Iron.
Okay.
And Carnivac, who is not going to be a pretender, but will be a headmaster.
Yes! Well, which presumably means he's going to be just a Weird Wolf redeco, which, like, we've been kind of been waiting for them to redeco Weird Wolf into something for a while.
So there's our Weird Wolf redeco. We are also...
Yeah, and a Fistatron. It's like, how have we not got an Iron Fist before, other than the name? Like, everybody loves the damn little bastard because of the IDW.
I mean, we got a BotCon one, but I know that doesn't really count because...
It's also really fucking hard to get.
Yes, and probably very expensive. And also, like, animated style, if I recall right. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's fun. Also, they are doing some more Devastation, some Decepticons this time. I need to...
Oh, yeah, the generics. The run-amok and runabout-looking guy in a cone head.
I need to figure out which box that game... See, this is my whole thing...
Or I guess it's a Throttlebot sort of looking one.
It is based on Runabout and Runamuck. He mentioned that.
Yeah.
It's a partial off of them. See, I got my whole thing with physical media, but then I move and I don't know what box my physical media ended up in. I'm having regrets. I'm having regrets about the physical media. Not too many regrets. I will stop having those regrets because physical media is the only way you can play Transformers Devastation.
Yes, currently.
Go support your local game shop if you have one. Or GameStop, since that's about all most people have left. It's sad. It's real sad. So yeah, those all came through the Space Bridge. All upcoming stuff to throw money at. Yay! And then the one thing that we had out of Wonderfest, we got some Flame Toys reveals. Now that has just started, so we may get some more stuff later this week. That is in Japan, so we may be getting some more, like, what is it? Animus Machina?
What?
Stuff. We might get to see that Bravern figure.
Oh, yeah. More like
Oh, man. I need to see who's in the market for a kidney, because I need that.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been Dan Cougars and things coming out recently that I would love to get, but I'm definitely not paying for.
Yeah. So speaking of very expensive things, some Kurokara Curry toys announced by Flame Toys, which are the like $300 to $500 extra super fancy ones.
Yeah.
They're doing a Lost Light color Rodimus, which I love those colors. I love those colors on anything.
Yeah, the Decepticon colors.
And I really love those colors on him. I guess. They look so good on him.
Hmm.
And then they are doing a Cyclonus who looks amazing. An IDW-style Cyclonus. And you can, like, take one of his horns off. And it's good-looking stuff. It's very good-looking stuff. There's also... They call it an IDW Ultra Magnus. I don't know that it looks super IDW-y. It just... I guess their stuff is always, like, pushed to 12. Like, yeah. Past 11 and on to 12.
Stylized. Where's the Magnus? It kind of sort of does, except for the shoulder pods look weird.
Yeah.
They're very Gundam, but not Ultra Magnus.
We did get that really good IDW Magnus a while back that came with the little Minimus, so... But this, I mean, it looks very nice for all of the people who want to drop, I'm gonna guess, $400.
Yeah, he's gonna cost a lot.
An even more stylized IDW Ultra Magnus. And then they're doing a Starscream.
Of course.
He comes with the crown. He comes with a sword because of reasons.
What? A cape, a sword, and there's, like, alternate parts to give him, like, Gundam seed cannons all over the place.
He does look really good.
That's the one that's really tempting to me.
That is really, like...
But I probably will not get it because I do not want to spend that much even on Starscream.
Yeah, again, we are selling organs at that point. That is, like, crazy money.
Also, there's other things that price.
Yes. So, yeah, that is the other things. And then there is the one really big thing.
Did we forget the other... We knew a HasLab was coming.
Yes. We knew a HasLab was coming.
And so many people had guessed what it was.
The thing was, I think that really... I mean, Leo Kaiser has always been one that people have been hoping for.
Yes.
But there were also people suggesting Diatlas and his buddies.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was seriously suggesting Road Caesar or Landcross, but...
No.
There's Overlord, speaking of monster fuckers. There were a lot of people hoping that maybe this would be how we get Overlord, but I could see us getting a really nice, like, Commander-class Overlord.
Well, we did get one. Honestly, Overlord as a HasLab kind of makes more sense. Because we already had the big commander one. That was quite a while ago at this point.
But. Yeah. I don't know if I think it makes more sense than just doing it in the main line.
Who knows?
But Emily was talking about, you know, a day or two before the announcement, was talking about watching a lot of Japanese G1 in preparation. And I felt that that ruled out Diatlas because there is not a lot of Zone. There is one episode of Zone.
Yeah.
You can't watch a lot of one episode. I mean, I guess you could watch it over and over, but heaven help you.
Yeah.
So that narrowed it down to something from one of the series. And I think there's probably been more... I mean, there's a third-party one coming out right now, and that's not to say that everything there's a third-party version of is super popular and has an untapped market, but...
No, but it does happen sometimes, it's like, same brainwaves are happening, or a case of, oh, there's interest because, oh, look, that thing is actually selling a lot. Maybe we should make Leo Kaiser. So who knows how it happened, but...
I mean, also... The Leo Kaiser gift set, there's one listed on eBay when I checked a couple days ago at, like, $1,500.
Yeah, and that sucker has a weird Skylinks as a torso.
No, that's the original.
Oh, you're talking about the original, not the Combiner Wars.
Yeah. The original one is like...
Oh, yeah, the original goes $1,500. For $1,500. Yes.
That, and I feel bad because Entertainment Earth like ended up clearancing out the Combiner Wars one. And I didn't even buy it because that Skylinks was just a deal breaker. That was...
Yeah, well, yeah, because it looks ridiculous as individual components. The limbs look pretty good.
The limbs
but,
look fine.
You're just gonna
keep
it combined.
I just don't know what Skylinks is doing. They're cosplaying as Leozak or possibly Deathsaurus. He doesn't seem to be sure.
Yeah, it's sort of. Well, wait, was it called Deathsaurus? It might have been called Deathsaurus.
I think it was called Deathsaurus.
Yeah.
But it also had some green.
Well,
to
for
look
the combined
like
mode.
Leozak, yeah. And it was just...
It's utter nonsense.
Leozak's the one everybody cares about, because Leozak is the Starscream of the series, and then Hellbat is his Starscream.
Hellbat is even more Starscream. Oh, yeah, the names of these guys.
So, yes.
They had to change one.
Just say breast, you cowards.
Well, okay, there's also that.
I don't really expect them to just say breast, but I will say... My history with Victory goes back to early 1995 when a friend of mine sent me a, like, sixth generation VHS tape with four dubbed Victory episodes on it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just so used to calling them Breast Force that I don't even think it sounds weird, even though it absolutely sounds weird. So that is just a kind of, like, brain rot on my part. And I acknowledge that this is a me problem that I need to deal with, realizing that normal people don't want to call them Breast Force.
Yeah. So they changed the team name, which is understandable, but they changed two of the character names.
Well, they did.
Well, we have an official spelling of Jaruga now.
Yeah, because his name was always kind of like...
Jalguar or something.
I don't know.
Nobody knows how to spell
what
it.
What they're going for.
Yeah. Yeah, something from Jaguar, but it got weird.
Oh, give me just a second, because one of my cats has found a sword from something, and I'm not sure whose sword it is, but it's not his. Windsor, come here, buddy. That's not your sword. Give me that sword. Thank you. I need to figure out whose sword this is.
Well, it's his sword now. It is the sword of omens.
It's entirely possible it belongs to the old tenants, but I'll figure it out. I'll post a picture for our friends, and somebody will be like, oh yeah, that's... Like, I've posted a random piece of someone's crotch, and someone was like, yeah, that's Iron Factory Tarn's crotch.
we'll figure it out.
Good to know y'all have been eyeing Tarn's crotch so much. again, yeah. This is our fandom.
Okay, but the other name change from Hellbat to Elbat.
Elbat, that feels like one of those name changes. To begin with, apparently it has nothing to do with having the word hell in it. Apparently it's because there's like some tertiary Batman character who has an action figure who is named Hellbat.
Huh. Did not know that.
So, yes.
I would have figured it'd be, like, related to planes or something.
No, it is a trademark issue and not just the name seeming inappropriate, Breast Force. So that's that. There were jokes ahead of the announcement that we were going to get Heckbat, an unalive bison.
Yeah, we still got Kill Bison.
We got Death Cobra, hopefully.
My brain is arguing whether or not it should be apostrophe Elbat or E-L space bat.
I could absolutely, and this may be somewhat...
So does he have a British accent or a Latin accent?
It may be somewhat affected by the fact that there was a guy who would come to BotCon from England who was this absolute, like, punk guy. And he went by Hellbat as his handle. So I can absolutely... I mean this in the kindest way. If anyone knows me, I am of a punk mindset myself. But just this absolutely filthy guy. And he would like... There was one year he was like drinking the dregs of all the drinks at the bar. And like... absolute gutter punk in the best kind of way.
Oh, that was him. I've heard that story before.
Yes. About, oh, it's not so bad.
I didn't realize
it was hell. Oh, this one's awful. Yes. So I'm absolutely fine with Hellbat the Transformer sounding like a British gutter punk.
Yeah,
British. Like, absolutely A+. But, yeah, he can be British. But we did not have to get unalive bison. So that's nice. And we got a proper spelling for Leozac that drops the C so it doesn't just seem like a person's name.
Yeah.
So now going with the Andy and Diego kind of Transformers naming. So yeah, they look... I mean, I will say I think the Iron Factory ones as individuals have better proportions.
Yes.
But they also do that by having, like, coming with the figure's own weight and a half in kibble.
Yes, there is
so much kibble. You just peg the figure into the leg, and it just, the leg is itself, yeah.
It's... Yeah, 50% of the Iron Factory Leozac is combiner chunks. Like, the legs and the torso are almost entirely complete without the individual guys.
I am not going to judge. That is a valid way to do that engineering if that is the way you want to go.
Well, yeah, because it's aiming more for the individual parts to look as close as possible to the cartoon versions. And the combined mode to look as close as possible to the animated version, whereas Hasbro's version is more going for the toys as close to the toys as they could get while still being character inspired.
Right.
Like, because the combined mode is very much, oh yeah, that's just the original toy. With some extra crotch bits.
Yes. But, I mean, I had the original toy. I bought the original Leo Kaiser gift set for $200 sealed at BotCon 98. Ooh. And that was while I was working in a mall. So that was a lot of money. That was most of my spending money for the weekend. But and then I ended up about a decade ago selling it for $1,200 and buying myself a new laptop.
Ooh.
So,
yay.
Good investment, I guess. But, you know, I personally have sort of gotten away from too much G1 collecting. There's some later run stuff, like the Monster Bots are still really solid toys. I picked up a Grotesque I got Repugnus at a flea market not too long ago. But for the most part, if there's a newer version of a character, I would like a newer, you know, the newer engineering. I'm not... I have nostalgia for the older engineering, but not, like, an extra $1,000 or so dollars worth of nostalgia. So,
yeah,
I am happy to be backing this one. I really hope, fingers crossed, that we get to Death Cobra. We'll get to Death Cobra.
Yeah.
I don't even think...
Yeah, because at current, we're just over 4,000 backers, and we're only a couple days in.
Yeah, we are... So, the target is 10,000, so that puts us at 43.4% of the way, with 43 days left to go.
And they just need another 3,000 more for Death Cobra, who I really, really want.
Yes. I did notice that when they did Victory Saber and Deathsaurus, Deathsaurus sold more than Victory Saber did. And I think that is, again, because our fandom is full of monster fuckers.
Bad guys are cool. And this guy's a combiner, so he's definitely going to hit the mark. It's just a question of how many extra stretch goals he's going to get.
I think these hit all the marks. There's the cool factor of the... Like, that. All the victory stuff had this cachet around it for, like, the entire time I've been in the fandom. So, since Generation 2, the Japanese exclusive stuff, and especially Victory, had this, like... Oh, this is the best. And a lot of that was just because it was exotic and because it wasn't the stuff that we got. But those were good designs. I mean, they had some really amazing designers, and the cartoon was there. The cartoon told stories about these toy designs that were very good. It's a bit like Armada, maybe not quite as bad as Armada, but it's a bit like Armada in that the toys were bringing their A game and the show was bringing a C at best game. But, you know, it's watch the Adventures of Batch Taster from Landcross. Yeah, I don't think Road Caesar and Landcross had too much of a chance of getting made before Lyo Kaiser. And look at the colors. Look at Guy Hawk's magenta and Leo's X teal. It's just very 1989 colors. And it's always had, everybody's wanted that toy, and it was a good toy. You know, I had it. I had Leozak individually first, and then got the whole gift set and sold Leozak to a friend. And I hit up that pledge, like, as soon as I could get my website to load. As soon as I finished drinking my coffee. I try not to make large payments on anything while I'm still drinking my coffee. But as soon as I finished my coffee, it was in my email inbox. The email announcing it came 11 minutes before the order placed email.
Yeah, you got there real fast. I think you got there before it hit 100 or something. I think I got there before it hit 1,000, but it was going fast.
Yeah, it was definitely... I might have been somewhere around, like, 80 or so. I wasn't, like, super high up there. It might have been 800, actually. Like, 810 or something. I'd have to go look back in my chat history. But yeah, I am excited about it. I'm really looking forward to... I mean, I'm gonna... Frankly, gonna have to cull some of the stuff I've already got to justify the expense right now. But again, I bought the original when I was working a mall job and had just, you know, bought plane tickets out to California for the convention that year. So,
yeah, I'm gonna have to rearrange shelves around this Leo Kaiser and the other one I already have
keeping the third party one, which.
Yes. Because I like those little guys. They're expensive, yes. But, the price, wait. It might actually be similar. No, it's going to be a little bit more.
Slightly more if you're getting all of them, yeah.
Yes.
Because they're about, like, 55 a piece. Well, I have already found someone to buy the two that I had gotten. And I might pick up the Iron Factory Leozak on his own. Because he does look really good and he's my favorite. Because, of course, he's everybody's favorite.
Very fun and poseable.
He's the best little mischievous little scamp.
Yeah, he's the best Starscream after Starscream, probably.
Yes. So,
and Hellbat is the worst Starscream.
Go look up the Victory episode, The Assassin Bugs, and just watch, like, the first 5 minutes of it, and it's silly. It's incredibly silly. But also, Hellbat is a murderer. He is an absolute murderer who murdered Death Cobra in cold blood and then blamed it on children. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is it. We are going to wrap it up. We're trying to keep our time a little tight this time. But love to gush about Lyokaiser and Chest Force. I guess I have to get used to saying that in, you know, polite company. I'm not used to being in polite company again. Chest Force. I didn't like it when they changed it to that in the dub, but I have to accept that most people are not, you know, comfortable going around talking about breasts all the time. I can get away with it for obvious reasons.
What? The chest masters, check out the breasts on these guys.
The itty bitty titty committee. That's just...
Oh, gotten any toys recently before we wrap up quickly?
Blockies. I've gotten some more blockies.
Oh, you got blockies? I got some Yellow Park little cogless guys. Ooh, I just put Optimus
together.
One
of those. I got...
Or Orion Pax.
I actually got Studio Series Frenzy, who I had sitting on pre-order at Entertainment Earth for like half a year and just was like, I'm just going to let it sit there and we'll see. It'll either get canceled or maybe by some miracle it'll get fulfilled. And then one day it was just processing. It's like, oh, okay then, I guess I am getting him.
Yeah.
Not much else, just because like I said, I'm trying to keep the budget reasonable because of the whole housing situation, but hey, I can put up shelves, I can screw them into the wall, and nobody can tell me no, so that's worth it. But yeah, I think that is it for us this week.
Yep.
Well, this beginning of the month, I'm telling you, we're gonna get back to twice a month at the very least.
Yes.
Fingers crossed. Pledge. I'm making a pledge. All right, well, until next time then, this is Jen.
And David.
Let's say go! All right. I'm recording. I might have jumped the gun by a split second, but
as long as it's within a few seconds, I have to nudge anyway half the time.
Alright. Ba-da-da-da-da.
Bum, 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 bum.
See if you can hear Benjamin just purring away on my lap.
Nope. Recording might get it, but I can't hear it.
He's gotta purr. He's gotta be on my lap. He's my lap baby. He needs love. He needs love. Hello, Edgar. Oh, now Edgar's on the desk. Edgar, come on.
Why is my volume slightly low?
He's too large to be
mic just
doing
not
this.
Close enough.
Maybe try getting closer
to
closer your mic.
Closer to my mic. Let us see how it is now.
I mean, you sound fine to me. I'm sure you can adjust.
Yeah, compressor will fix things. It just squiggles are a little shorter than usual. Normally, mine are the biggest ones, and everybody else's is a little smaller. Anyway, podcast.
All right.
Is there
Are we ready?
Yes.
Let me just double check. Bring my notes back up here.